Good morning. It's 9:08 a.m. on Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2019. Good morning. Good morning. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble getting up in the morning. I'm getting up generally late. I'm walking this morning earlier than I was awake yesterday. I can't seem to get enough sleep. I can't seem to get out of my own way. I sit down with a cup of coffee and look up. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm still in my pajamas. I haven't had a separate cup of coffee. Haven't had food. And you probably know what I'm doing. No, not that. I'm playing a game. For some reason, I have been neck deep in Ark Survival again. I don't know why. I don't know why. At any rate. Maybe I'm close to done with Ark Survival. Maybe I can get back in the book. And speaking of the book, Cape Grace. I have found the problem with Cape Grace. Fixing it, I don't know. Fixing is going to be an issue. I just had to tell Karen Conlon it's not going to be ready. I wanted it to her last week, and I still don't have it in a point where I can give it to a beta reader yet. So that's a problem. Good morning. I know what the problem is. The problem I've been wrestling with for the last, I'm going to say the last month, well, all but the last few days, I've been kind of lost in fog. But for the last month, I've been wrestling with this problem that there are multiple storylines that are running in this book. And I was really pleased with the storylines that were running in the book. The problem is merging them. The problem is putting them together. The problem is making a coherent whole out of them. And for that, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And I have the pieces, I have segments of the picture already put together. And one of them is a seascape and the other is a mountain view. And there doesn't seem to be like a beach in between where I can merge the two together. I can't seem to get them to go to play nice with each other any way I shake it out. And the problem, of course, is the date where Sarah Krug joins the crew of the Lois McKendrick. That date keeps screwing with me. So, I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but I do have all of the pieces in correct chronological order. And as I was going through it, I discovered a chapter where Jimmy Pirano appears. Five standards after he's left the planet. And I can't substitute his sister as the head of the Industries at that point and have that chapter work. This is the point where I wish I had bitten the bullet and learned how to play Scrivener games so that I could just pick that chapter up and move it in the timeline in a way that I can actually see it working. I don't know if it would. Having said that, honestly, I don't know if it would help, because I could do copy paste or cut and paste just as easily. In fact, easier, because I know how it works and I know where to put it and all that. I need to change the date on it. But that's what clued me in, is that this needs to appear earlier in the timeline. And the problem is, if it appears earlier in the timeline, it doesn't make any sense in the overall timeline. And it doesn't work in the overall timeline if it's Jimmy Pirano. It needs to be Angela. But it doesn't work if it's Angela Pirano, because she's on a different trajectory. And so I finally came to realize, I'm writing two books. I'm trying to make them all work in the same covers, but I'm writing two books. And neither one of them is actually complete. So that's the problem. In a nutshell, that's the problem. Neither one of them is actually complete. And they don't work in the same timeline. They're both great stories, but they don't work in the same timeline. So, I started separating them out. I don't know what I'm going to do with the second story, whether I'm going to actually finish it or not. I've given it a title called Troy Harbor. I don't know whether I'm going to go there or not. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. What I do know is that I've got to get out almost all the stuff that I put in March. Almost all of that has to go. Not all of it, but damn near all of it. So about 30,000 words, which frees up room for me to put in the chapters that are missing and streamlines the story so that it is something I can actually get my limited cognitive facilities around. But the issue, the larger issue, the main issue, the big problem isn't with the writing, because it's with me. Not to find a point on it. I'm apparently not doing very well. I can't seem to break the hyper-focus on ARC survival. Even now, I'm thinking about, okay, what am I going to do next when I get back on? I'm not thinking about, okay, I'm on the walk, I'm going to talk about stuff. What I'm thinking about is thinking about the game, and the game is silly. I should not be thinking about the game. I should be able to. I have to stop using that word, should. I need to stop thinking about the game and start putting my head back in the real life game. The problem is the real life game is kind of crappy right at the moment. Sifo is giving me a lot of agita. And unfortunately, it's nothing I can talk about, because it's all hidden by confidentiality agreements and non-disclosure agreements. It's discussions that I'm having that are causing me mental problems. So when it comes time for the election next year, I'm going to have to make some serious decisions. I was planning on running again, just because it's taken me a whole year to come up to speed. I'm barely up to speed as it is, and find myself sort of drifting through the various meetings that happen so regularly, every day. There's a boardroom discussion that needs attention. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Wednesdays, there's one, sometimes two, actual online Skype calls. Not Skype calls, they're Google meetings, but still, same thing. Video calls. There's stuff going on that I can't talk about, that members are upset about, that the board won't comment on, and I can't comment on. And I understand why some of the members are upset. There's nothing I can say or do, which I find frustrating. It's like, yeah, you do you. I understand it's upsetting. It's upsetting to me. I can't help you. So it's spring. You can tell it's spring. It's cloudy. It rains almost every day. It's not supposed to rain here. This is ridiculous. Lawns around are mostly green. There's a couple here that look like they've been fertilizer burned. The leaves on the bushes, the shrubbery's all leafed out. Well, I've passed on ilex now, they've all got beautiful little leaves. Lovely green color. Most of them, some of them are still kind of gray and stick-like, but most of them have little leaves at the ends. It's looking good. The maple trees still... these maple trees look like they might have little leaflets on them. Maple tree looks dead. Probably drowned. So the guys have come and done my lawn once. They cleaned up the walks. They did the edging. Looks good. Oh, some of these flowering trees. Oh, it's a flowering dogwood? Maybe. It's got lots of little clumps of white flowers. It's funny, the outside of it is all looking flowered and lively, but the fence side, the back side, on all six of them, four of them, they look dead on the back side, which is interesting. There's Robin. I wonder where Batman is. They finally finished this fence. This looks good. So I'm back. To put it, I'm gonna reframe everything that I just said, because my therapist is sitting on my right shoulder and giving me the look. That look. The look that says, you actually might want to look at what you just said and maybe think about your life choices. No, she would not say that. She would not say that. She would ask me to reframe it. So I have a few minutes left. I got about ready to make the northward turn here and head back to the house. So, yes, I've been struggling to deal with self-care. The truth of the matter is that Sifu is grinding me down relatively quickly. That I have not been getting enough sleep because I've been self-medicating with game time. And I can control the game time. I just need the will to do it, and the mechanisms to kind of clue me in. I've been getting more sleep. Sleep has been, I'm going to say over the last 2 weeks, sleep has been an issue. It's been a real issue. So when I'm tired, I'm not focusing. Things creep in. I need to deal with that. I need to go back to wrestling my ADHD brain to the ground and give an ADHD brain something new to chew on that is not so familiar that it refuses to let me work on my schedule. This is May. I have not yet put up my new wall calendar for 2019. Yesterday, I got to the end of the day and realized I hadn't even filled in my bullet journal for the day with the stuff I wanted to do, let alone did I do any of it. So there are things that I know I need to do. I need to get back to, it's taking time aside. Probably in the middle of the day would be good. Morning really needs to be writing time. Morning I need to get up and not start the game. I need to get up and start the word processor. Because if I start the word processor, I can have 3,000 new words in the morning. I can have a dozen chapters vetted by noon. I can have progress to show. And then if I play for the rest of the day, then at least I've got a positive. I've got a win. I've got something to show for it. So these are things that I need to pay attention to. These are things I need to get motivated to do. These are the things that I need to do, not because of something external, but because of something internal. I need to address my motivation in the sense that I need to remember how it made me feel when I did it for the fun of it. I need to remember that putting a story together is actually more fun than playing a game. It's just a lot more difficult. And gets more difficult every day as I try to put more words, new words, additional words into the long saga of Ishmael Huang and the golden age of the solar clipper. So, I'm back. I walked. Good morning. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.